I'm John, and I am your coach for today. We're going to be talking about loneliness. There have been seasons in my life that, when I was in the middle of them, made no sense. I've only gained a measure of understanding through looking back on these experiences. Sometimes, understanding is gained at the end. The story of Job is like that. Job was a righteous man who sought the Lord, tried to live for Him, yet Job lost everything. All his possessions, his children, his health, everything. At first, as Job is grieving his loss, his friends show up and they grieve with him, but then they start to speak and everything goes from bad to worse. His friends begin to blame Job for the trials that he's going through. They tell him that he must have done something wrong for all this to happen. Job, in the middle of the worst moment of his life, is surrounded by friends and more alone than ever. While maybe not to the same extreme as Job, I think some of us have been there. We have felt that utter ache of loneliness, even when surrounded by friends. The lesson we learn from the life of Job is that those times do not last forever. Yes, it is hard. Yes, he felt alone, but in the end, looking back, he got to see God work in ways that few others have. My point is this. There is an end to the loneliness, and when we look back, we will see the faithfulness of God, even in the worst of times. It is often at the end of a difficult time that we see God most clearly. Now, here's the dilemma. Knowing all of that doesn't necessarily make the hard times easier. It doesn't make the loneliness less intense. What it does do is give us the courage and strength to cling to Christ and know that He will get us through. Let's look at another example. In Matthew chapter 4, it tells us that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. It is after this time of intense physical denial that Jesus is tempted by Satan. Just like Job, things go from bad to worse, and Jesus is all alone in the wilderness. After answering every temptation of Satan with Scripture, we find these words in Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. It is after the trial, after the temptation, after the loneliness that the angels come and minister to Jesus. It isn't until the loneliness is over and we are looking back at the temptation of Jesus that we understand what God was doing. Loneliness, as intense and difficult as it may be, is only for a season. There is coming a day when it will be over. There is coming a time when we will look back on it and understand. Job faced the most difficult time in his life and was alone even in a group of friends. Jesus faced trials and testing alone in the wilderness. Loneliness is not uncommon, but it is also not permanent. So here is how we will win today over loneliness. First, remember that loneliness is a season. Second, trust that one day we will look back and understand. Finally, reach out to those who will minister to you. Job, in the end, had one friend who ministered to him. Jesus, in the end, had the angels minister to him. There is someone who God will use to minister to you. Be on the lookout for that person and win today over loneliness.